In New Jersey, a survey of hundreds of school officials across the state finds that many schools have successfully initiated school breakfast programs, but many have yet to tap into federal money to fund such programs. The survey was conducted by the New Jersey Anti-Hunger Coalition and the children's advocacy group Advocates for Children of New Jersey. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the survey's findings with Cecilia Zalkind, Executive Director of Advocates for Children of New Jersey, or ACNJ.
This is part of ACNJ's commitment to improving how New Jersey serves breakfast to children. We are among the bottom of states in the country for reaching eligible children with school breakfast. So this was a survey primarily of those districts that are serving breakfast. How are they doing it? What are the obstacles? What are the benefits? And how can we help districts move forward? So we heard from about 300 school districts who talked about their struggles serving school breakfast, how they do it. And it clearly seems that the best approach is to serve breakfast after the bell, after kids are already in school.
And are you finding that everyone is doing that or not enough schools are doing that?
No. Of the districts that responded to us, there are about 300 school districts that responded to the survey. It's about half the school districts in the state. And these tend to be the districts that are already making some effort to reach kids with breakfast. Of those districts, only 38% were serving breakfast after the bell.
Mm-hmm.
But they did talk about how successful that was and how it really did make a difference for kids.
Mm-hmm. And what is the difference to children if they have breakfast before the bell or after the bell?
Well, they've seen that if a kid starts school with a good breakfast, they're not distracted by being hungry. Their attention span is greater. They pay better attention in the classroom. There are fewer visits to the school nurse, and they've seen behavior improve. So across the board, there are some immediate benefits. And the benefits long-term are that you have kids who have a better chance of succeeding in school.
Mm-hmm. The issue of whether schools have breakfast programs at all, is that a money issue? Is there a federal funding or other funding for that, or do the schools have to budget this into their budgets?
Well, you know, I think that's a really good point because it is a money issue, but on the positive side, New Jersey is turning back federal money that it could draw down to serve breakfast to kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not extra money to the districts. It actually brings money into the districts to support the program.
I see. So I would think your organization would want to see that expanded.
Absolutely. We kicked off our school breakfast campaign last year. Our goal is to improve the number of children who receive school breakfast. We'd like to see New Jersey move up the rankings.
Mm-hmm. In terms of parents groups and just members of the public who might want to, you know, push state officials in Trenton, governor, et cetera, what's the best course of action for them? Is there any lobbying effort that you think might be useful?
Well, actually, this is an issue for local advocacy,
mm-hmm.
and we encourage parents, and we've had parents step up who advocate in their local school district. They can call attention to the issue with their school boards, with their school superintendent, to find out how their district is handling school breakfast. We have the data, would be glad to help anyone who wants to know where their district is on serving school breakfast. So they can contact us, they can check out our website at www.acnj.org and click on our Food for Thought campaign. It gives some advocacy tips, some data, and would be happy to help any parent or community group that wants to make this an issue in their community.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any reading on how, especially the economic downturn that we've experienced and are still experiencing across the country, how that has impacted, especially in low-income communities, and what the value of breakfast programs would be?
Well, we know that the economic downturn has hit low-income families hard. ACNJ also produces the annual Kids Count report, which is a data report on child well-being, and we have seen an increase in child poverty statewide, even in suburban communities that have had very little child poverty. And those communities where child poverty has been a problem have increased. For example, 1 in 3 children in Newark live in poverty. And what we've also seen is that the need for assistance in basic supports like food is critical. We've seen a huge increase in families accessing food stamps, for example, to help them expand their purchasing power for food. So being able to serve kids a solid breakfast, a healthy breakfast, when they come into school is really critically important, and I think even more important in light of the economic downturn. This is a problem that's solvable. Unlike other problems that involve a lot of money and long-term planning, there are solutions, and that's what we learned from the survey. We learned how school districts who are committed to school breakfast are doing it. How do they overcome those obstacles? We think other districts can do it, too, and like to see that happen.
Cecilia Zalkind is Executive Director of ACNJ, Advocates for Children of New Jersey. She spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.